Good feeling, Johnny.
Ah, it's great, Tom. It's been a hard couple of years, you know, and from last year, you know, we had a lot of work to do and we kind of done the work, and I just, thank God, it paid off. You know, it was a tough year. We could have been out a couple of times, but show great character, and that's all we wanted, to get Anthony Thompson up here to lift this cup, you know.
Looking at the game today, a tentative enough start.
But you know yourself, Tullybegs came in with a lot of fire, and they're a good young team, you know, and we had to match that, and we knew if we matched that, you know, we should get space, and we had good forwards, you know, and they done plenty of damage.
And you got a couple of quick scores then after they came back to a point here. That was the closest.
It was. You know, we said even at halftime, we need to keep the scoreboard ticking over, and, you know, that's what we did. We went in at halftime with a good lead, and we knew, and we just kept it tight in the second half, things would open up again, Tom, you know.
I see Owen Wade over here. I might just grab him quickly, the miracle man.
I don't know about that now. We rest on no harm, and I.
How do you feel? Good feeling, obviously.
Over the moon. Everyone's just delighted.
You had one of those build-ups to a game that you didn't expect, and certainly not the most ideal one in the hospital for a few days.
No, that's it. I missed a week's training there before it, like, but the boys are just, they're training away all the time, and we just kept it going. Like,
yeah. Went in today as massive half favourites. How big a factor was that? How big a pressure was that on the players?
Well, I think the loss last year kept their feet in the ground, you know, like, and from 2005 as well, like, Killybegs were in the same boat as we were, like, so we weren't taking them for granted at all. We just knew we had to go and play another game, like.
Yeah. Means a lot for you, because you won one in 2005. You're only a nipper at the time.
That's just brilliant. Know how to celebrate it a bit more now, I know.
Okay, I'm joined here now by, I think he got the touch for the last goal as well. Kicked some marvellous points. Dermot Brickmalloy, congratulations.
Cheers, Tom. Hey, cheers. It's unbelievable feeling. You know, I was waterboy in 05, but to play and to score 1-4 or whatever it was, it's a dream, Tom. I just can't believe it.
Yeah. And when did you think you had it won at any what stage?
Well, I think when that goal went in, we thought that was it. We were there at half time and we were like mad dogs in there, you know. We knew it wasn't over. We knew that we'd keep driving, keep busting ourselves, and eventually, you know, we would have that Dr. Maguire Cup. And, you know, we said in the dressing room at half time, remember Anthony Thompson lying in a heap there last year crying? It's going to change this year. He's there, and we have the cup, Tom.
Yeah, and I was surprised to hear Cahill say that he had a few cross words at half time.
We didn't play well first half, let's be honest. Okay, we had a bit of a plan to go out there and really drive at Killybegs. We didn't. We kind of toyed about first. We didn't get that intensity level that we know we can get going. But we didn't get it going all year. We didn't even get it going the day, to be honest. But I think, you know, on the day we had a wee bit more experience at Killybegs, and as I said, you know, we left Glenties today, and there was no way that we were going back up that road without Dr.
It's
Maguire.
It's been a great year for you personally. Ulster under 21, All Ireland final appearance, and now the Dr. Maguire.
Oh, it's unbelievable, Tom. When you say that now, it brings a massive smile to my face, because it's been a tough year too, you know, losing that All Ireland final. And, you know, I've had a lot of sleepless nights, club wise, thinking that man Tony in the dressing room last year, and I can sleep the night.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you, we
sure
that cup.
Be in bed all that early tonight.
I don't know, I think I'll go to bed maybe Wednesday or Thursday night or something like that, you know.